I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're finally going to figure this out. I know the little Valenti kid tried for 4 hours. We're going to figure out the riddle that is Matthew Stafford. Aren't we? Because it can't always just be about the coach or the offensive coordinator or the offensive line or the receivers or the running game. It can't always be about that, right?
Well, then at what point, and maybe this is the point.
No, I think this is the point.
That we just say maybe it's number nine.
Well, there's more evidence. It's another whole regime, although Jim Bob Cooter's not new, but it is another new regime, and that offense, for as much as they've invested in it, do you know the last three games that they've lost, they went into the fourth quarter with 10 points, 7 points, and 6 points.
Solid, isn't it?
After three quarters with those offensive weapons in today's NFL.
Yep.
Hashtag unacceptable.
Damn it. Phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. I want to play the Rich Gannon comments because this is really, this was from him yesterday. Like, I think it was just around the time that I was going on the air. I didn't get a chance to listen to it, but a lot of people picked up on it, starting with the Free Press. You can also check the story out on 971theticket.com. But this is what Rich Gannon, okay? Rich Gannon, formerly the Oakland Raiders, you know, pretty solid quarterback back in the day in his own right, almost won a Super Bowl.
Hold on. He was the NFL MVP 1 year.
He was pretty damn good for a while there. Yes.
For like 1 year.
Yeah. Like he was the guy, like the Raiders, when he was there, I wanted to play them or play with them in Madden.
No, I know.
That's how good their offense was. So this is Rich Gannon yesterday.
Can Matthew Stafford ever win in Detroit?
I'm getting sick and tired of talking about Matthew Stafford. I mean, the guy is overpaid. He's making north of $25 million. He's been one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league over the last 4 or 5 years. And he's a stat king. I mean, he picks up a lot of yards and production and garbage time. But look at the career numbers. I keep on telling you, as I said last week, he's 63-70 as a starting quarterback. And at some point, you know, you are what your record says you are. They haven't really been competitive enough in this division. The division has been dominated by the Packers and the Vikings. And the reason why the Lions aren't a better football team, a big reason why, is the lack of production from Stafford. In the first quarter through the third quarter, forget about the fourth quarter. Take the fourth quarter out of the mix. He just doesn't put his team in a position to be competitive and win close games.
That's Rich Gannon, that courtesy of CBS Sports. And I mean, literally, it's almost like these national analysts have, you know, kind of just held back, not really known what's gone on, only looked at the box scores, and they looked at the numbers, and they said, boy, Stafford, I mean, he's really getting the job done. But then they've started to take a deep dive into it and start to come over to our side here locally who watch it every game, and you're going, yeah, you know, he's been okay, but God, he really does put up a lot of empty, meaningless numbers.
I think people have been on his case nationally before this.
Not so much about his play.
For his mechanics and his sidearm throwing and his footwork and everything else. And, you know, he finally went and got a private quarterback coach 2 off-seasons ago and seemed to be working well with Jim Bob Cooter. And so, I mean, I guess I'm not ready to completely blow it up because what are you going to do right now anyhow? It's the middle of the season. But it was profound. It was astounding Sunday against the Vikings. And yes, I even think here in Detroit, where a lot of people still like Matthew Stafford a lot. I totally get it. He's your quarterback. You think there's all these other things at play, and the Lions have been a horrible organization. But I think even his strident supporters now are starting to wonder what is missing. It's like when there's a game plan to follow the first three quarters of the game, when you're trying to execute it, he doesn't execute it. When you're freelancing and you can wing it in the fourth quarter, he can wing it. Why can't it's there's nothing precise about his game. Like Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, precise, precision, passing,
in total control.
In total control. And I don't know why. Because he's a smart guy, strong arm. He's not a complete statue. He ran for a couple of first downs. I don't get it. We'll find out if the people know how to get it.
248-529-9797. Are you kind of with Rich Gannon here? You know, Stafford, sure, he's put up a lot of numbers, but a lot of it's fake. And when has he ever put the Lions on his back and made them a great team? Not just an average or above average or good team, but a great team. It just hasn't happened in 10 years. Let's go to Shane in Clinton Township. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Shane.
Wow. Rojo sure had a lot to say, but first, let me just say it like this. I don't think Stafford is the problem. I think he's contributed to some of the problems, especially this season. I think it's Jim Bob Cooter. Last year we would have told you Jim Bob Cooter's the man. He's doing this, he's doing that, but he's not. Jim Bob is the problem, and Matthew is not, what's the word I'm looking for? He's not evolving with Jim Bob.
Oh, no, he's not. You're right. He definitely is not when it sounded good.
It's like Patricia that's going to say, look, this is how it's going to go. You're going to do it this way. And if it gets to the point where I feel comfortable enough to give you the keys, let you drive, then we'll go. But until then, you do this. You do it how I say, and that's how it's got to go. Matt is not, he's not a bad quarterback. I don't care what Wojo says. I don't care what, especially now what Sully says. But Matt is not a bad quarterback. You guys can say
no,
that.
Nobody's saying he's bad.
No. We're saying
no one said he's bad.
Right. We thought he would be better. He would evolve. You had the right word, evolve. We thought he would have evolved by now.
He's not evolving. He did. He had his best time under Linehan. And yeah, I've been a supporter of his since, and I was at the game, that Cleveland game that everybody loves. When he got hurt, I was there. 50-yard line, third row, I was there. And when he got up and went back in the game and threw that game-winning touchdown, I said, this is our guy. He's going to take us.
I think a lot of people felt that way at the time. You know, that was like a galvanizing moment.
There were a few,
especially
yeah.
after the mic'd up portion of it out, you know, and you actually got to hear him and the pain and, you know, the fact that he begged his way to, you know,
and
just ran
wrong.
Back on the field.
I don't think anyone's saying he's a horrible quarterback. I think I'm going to stick with good. I mean, he's right now in the quarterback ratings, the play a quarterback passer rating. He's 14th in the NFL. Okay. So half of the league is worse than him. I just think 10 years in, I am surprised that we have not seen more of an evolution, especially when they let him basically keep his offensive coordinator, Jim Bob Cooter.
We're just waiting. It's like we've been waiting and waiting and waiting. Okay, he's the number one pick. Well, he was drafted into an 0-16 team. It's going to take time. Boy, you got to find a general manager that can help him. Like all of these things that we've just been waiting to happen. And now, look, I'm not saying the Lions are a finished product by any means, but you would have thought that 10 years in, he'd be better enough that maybe he'd be able to make up for a little bit of a flawed roster.
Exactly.
And that's not happening.
Nobody gets a perfect roster. Nobody gets a perfect pocket. Nobody gets complete protection. This ticket text is accurate. People saying the O-line is horrible is ridiculous because a smart quarterback makes the line look good with adjustments. You don't take sacks if you even have high school football, if you had high football IQ. Before the last couple of weeks, the Lions offensive line rated like number one or number two in the league as far as protecting the quarterback.
Very good.
So what happened? I do think the scheme bit them and the quarterback didn't adjust.
Let's go to Rob in Clarkston. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hello, Robert.
I was going to just say that, you know, I thought the same thing about Stafford for a long time, for 5-6 years. And it's basically the same guy. But the thing that nobody talks about is, it's hard to give up on him because he's a great guy. He's a tough guy. He's a super talented guy. But that it factor you're talking about has been missing forever. And like the game on Sunday is a perfect example. Nobody takes 10 sacks, and especially nobody takes 10 sacks when you don't even throw an interception.
Right.
No chances in the game. He takes no chances, and therefore you can't have big plays. You know, looking at Kenny Golladay, he's a specimen. He is ready to make plays. If you don't throw it his way one-on-one at times, he's not going to make them. There is never any chances taken in his game. That's why when you look at his numbers and he goes for 28 touchdowns and 14 interceptions, everybody goes, oh, he's great, he's great. Yeah, but we need him at 40 touchdowns. and 18 interceptions. The great quarterbacks take chances. They let their players make plays.
They did kind of, you're right, Rob.
He is neutered in a way.
They did kind of beat that out of him to a certain degree because of...
It was too much.
Too many turnovers, yeah, for sure. But you know what's interesting? I mean, he's been very durable, very healthy.
Yes, absolutely.
And the caller's right. Take 10 sacks. You didn't even throw an interception, which means you... And was a single one of those 10 sacks like some, oh my God, he got clobbered, blindsided, clobbered. Everyone was just like kind of a slow motion crumbling.
Yeah, pretty much. Especially the ones when they got like around, what, the Minnesota 30 or 25 yard line, and they were right there, and the offensive line, like, they didn't even give him a chance. A four-man front, and they just collapsed everything, and he fell right down. And those are on the offensive line.
Oh,
that's
no,
not on Matthew Stafford.
100% were on the offensive line.
There were
some of them.
Quite a few were the extra pressure, the extra guy that was coming off, say, you know, the right side. And Stafford is just looking left, looking left, looking left, standing there. It's like, have some awareness. Move
Happy
your feet.
Feed.
What are you doing? Now, he just doesn't recognize anything, and I know it's not an easy position to play. Clearly, there's a reason I'm not playing quarterback in the NFL. But you've been in the league 10 years.
No, yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah, that's correct. I like this ticker text. Let me read it real quick. 97136. Stafford is like a Monet painting. At a quick glance, it looks great. But when you get a really close look, it's a mess and overpriced. He's a Monet. Oh, look at that. Oh, that's... Wait, what is that? Wait, what is that supposed to be? That's pretty good, isn't it?
That's not bad.
I like that.
248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Look, clearly a lot of people want to talk about this. Rich Gannon with some strong words. Is Stafford a major part of the reason why the Lions just simply aren't doing more, aren't getting to the playoffs, aren't winning playoff games? 97.1.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.